boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I've got a bit of a mystery on my hands.
Is it murder?
I don't think so at this point. I can't find my mailbox.
Definitely not murder then.
So I've been living in my new place for, what, week and a half? And it's more like a town home. But in this like new development neighborhood that I'm living in now, there's like communal mailboxes. That's the only way I know how to describe it, right? Where it's like a big box and they're numbered and everybody has a key to get into like their unit's mailbox. So we figured.
So is it like one of those rooms that like there's a ton of little boxes? And then you're either number one or all the way up to maybe 100.
It's like that, but because I'm not in an apartment building, there's just like a freestanding. There's two of them actually in our development because this place is, North Liberty's booming, right? There's stuff going up everywhere. So we figured, oh, our mailbox is probably at one of those two stops. They gave us a mail key. It has a number on it. And yesterday, I gave my boyfriend the homework task on his day off to go check the mail finally because we're like settled in. I know I've got stuff being forwarded to our new place. And he texts me and says, I can't find the mailbox. And I was like, come on, match the numbers up. I know you can do it. And he's like, no, the key doesn't fit in any of these. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I'm going to need you to call our landlord and be like, hey, where's our mailbox at? So he called today. They don't know where it's at either. They have no answer as to where our mailbox is. So they're having to call the people who built the house.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because now it's like, were they supposed to supply a real mailbox for us and they just never bought one? Did they give us the wrong key? Do I not have to pay my bills anymore?
Yeah.
This might be a beautiful ending to such a weird story.
I dare you to call your internet provider, all of them, and be like, well, sorry, I literally don't have a mailbox, so I cannot pay.
I physically cannot. I'm so sorry. This, honestly, it's going to work out for me, I think.
Dude, you're so lucky. I'm jealous.
Living my best life.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you seen people on TikTok over the last, I don't know, I would almost say year doing passport makeup?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my gosh, I've seen so many different like beauty influencers and even regular people like me and you who are making tutorials on how to do your makeup like perfectly to look snatched in your passport photo or your ID photo.
I was going to say, I don't need a passport, but I do have my license that's about to expire in like a year, I think. So I would like to know a hack for this.
Okay, well, people have made, there's tons of tutorials. One girl specifically had gone viral on like how to contour and like what lashes to buy and just to basically look your best in your passport photo. And now that that's been around for a while, we're starting to see the outcome of all of these gorgeous passport photos, and it's not great. The glow up is not really helping people at the airport. In fact, it is causing quite a bit of trouble.
Really?
For people who are traveling. So you think what you look like when you normally travel, sweatpants, your hair's up.
Oh, yeah.
Probably don't have any makeup on.
Yeah.
And you go through customs.
It's what we like to call a rat.
Exactly. I'm always ratty at the airport. And if I whipped out a passport where I'm full glam, lashes on, brows brushed up, I wouldn't be surprised if the people were like, yeah, that's not you, sis. So there are seriously like officials from airports being like, if you're taking your passport photo,
go looking like a rat.
Go looking like you normally do. So maybe find a middle ground where you're not full glammed. You're not totally ratty so that you're doing it to yourself. You're slowing down your own process by
like
making them prove your identity even more.
I like this. They're telling us to look like a rat. I appreciate this a lot.
Oh, so that's what you're getting from this. You're just, when you get yours done again, you're going to go looking like rats.
Well, I mean, yes, because I think more of us need to look like rats in our IDs, because I hate when I come across that one friend and their ID looks perfect. You make me mad, because my ID, I look like a criminal in it.
Oh, I do too.
You don't need to take a mugshot of me when I get arrested. Just take my ID photo. I already look like a criminal.
It's the most terrifying photo that exists of you.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Normally, once you go out on a date and as an adult, you're going to expect maybe a little bit of awkwardness, but not like
elementary playground
braces you would have experienced. And I want you to think about that today. In this dating horror story that comes from Kelly, she said, "I was meeting up with this guy from Hinge for the first time for a lunch date. I saw him get dropped off at the restaurant by a woman. And I thought, that's a little bit odd, but I didn't want to assume the worst. So he comes in, we find a table, we start chatting, and it's going fine, I'd say. Then the same woman who dropped him off comes inside and sits down next to him. He introduces her. Turns out it's his mother."
Nice.
"She was nice. I really can't complain about that. But I was completely caught off guard. He didn't mention he was going to bring his mom on our first date. And then he kept texting me, literally from across the table, saying things like, 'I'm sorry. She's my best friend. I needed her to come with. Please don't be mad at me.' I felt like I was on a set-up middle school date. I've dealt with mama's boys before, but never to that extreme, and never will I ever do that again."
I'm only mad that he just didn't, like, tell her beforehand.
If a guy was like, "Hey, do you mind if I bring my mom?"
Yeah, I would bring flowers, because that's my number one rule. It's just like, I want to.
On a first date?
Yeah, you know how much I want to meet the mom?
On a first date.
Yes. I told you how bad I wanted to meet Neighbor Man's mom, and it was driving me nuts that I hadn't met her yet. I love meeting moms, because I just want to embarrass them so much.
Oh, weird.
And I'm more mad that, like, she didn't get a heads up, because then she could have brought flowers to really impress her. That's where I'm mad.
I don't think she would have went on the date had he asked her beforehand.
Well, I would have.
Okay, you're very different then.
It's time for a Taylor Window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Gloomy. Sad. It's kind of dark out. What's happening? It's not raining or anything. Why does it look like this?
Is that why you wore that shirt today?
What?
Olives are gloomy and sad and depressive. You're wearing an olive shirt.
Yeah, I don't even like olives. I just like the shirt.
I'm so glad you said that. Olives are disgusting.
Yeah, I'm over today. In fact, I'd really like to go home and just build a fort. That's the type of weather this is.
You know what?
It's dark enough where, like, you could still have your window, like, blinds open and build yourself a little fort, and it feels
so cozy.
Dude, you
just triggered a memory for me. Do you still do that?
I haven't built a fort in a long time.
Oh my God. Like, when? Like, adult time? Or did you only do that when you were a kid?
I don't know that I've done it. I think maybe with one of my, like, college roommates, we used to build forts because that would be fun. But
Shut up!
I have not done it since at least I was in college. And now I want to tonight.
The last time I did that, I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that since I was an adult. That would be so much fun to do tonight. And then have my doggies and kitties underneath the binky with me.
I'm telling you, this is the time to do it. Because you can't go outside and it's kind of depressing. And forts as an adult, also kind of depressing.
Or just build a tent inside your house. One of the two.
I'm not pitching a tent. No, I'm going to put a blanket over a chair and call it a fort.
That's about as good as you're going to get.
That is the effort that I'm willing to put in. And it's going to feel pretty cozy, I think.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And I want to know if you've ever been in the exact same position. What embarrassing thing did you say in front of your partner's parents that you still live to this day with embarrassment. Call us and tell me, tell us about it at 319-200-1029. But this happened at Neighbor Man's grandpa's 91 birthday party.
Oh, God. Okay, we're off to a bad start.
Okay, so what happened? Okay, we were talking to his mother. And we were talking just like about life, about different things. And I was gonna I was giving her an update about me and Neighbor Man and like what's been happening in the last couple weeks, because we haven't seen her since like since before the 4th of July. It's been a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my parents know that me and Neighbor Man live together. His dad and stepmom know that we live together. I thought his mom knew it too. So I said, oh, yeah. We got a new cat. And oh, yeah, we've been building new furniture. And he goes, yeah, and we just got our couch. And then she gives us a look of concern. Mm. And she goes, wait, you're living together?
Oh, my God, you spilled the beans.
And I, when I say my heart dropped and I thought I was having a heart attack, I was like, oh, my God, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you know, you don't, and she loves her son. She loves her son. He's like the most perfect kid out of all of them. And I was like, oh my God, now he's not the perfect son. I've ruined the perfect image for her. And now he's Satan. And I ruined it. So then luckily she went into the house and I'm like, I'm so sorry I ruined it. You're not the perfect son anymore. You're like this bad child who has all these sins and I'm sorry. And he was like, dude, you're fine. Is everything's okay, but I'm not. I don't think everything's
dude,
okay.
Dude, that is like crazy because you're like, why didn't he ever tell her?
I thought he told her. I thought she knew. I figured she thought.
And you probably were like, well, he probably should have been the one to tell her, but then it was you. Oh, God.
So she probably hates me now.
I don't know if you're going to be invited to Grampy's 92nd birthday. You want to impress your partner's parents, so the time that you finally say something embarrassing in front of them feels like your life is over. Ending, seriously. And we want to know, what was that moment for you? Mm-hmm. How'd it go? What was that like? What embarrassing thing did you say in front of your partner's parents? Call us at 319-200-1029. I didn't even realize what I was saying in the moment until afterwards, my boyfriend was like, good God, babe, please watch what you're saying. It sounds terrible. So let me tell you what happened. We were on vacation with his parents and I had taken a shower in the place that we were staying, like an Airbnb or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, his parents were like, oh, how was the shower? Because it was the first night. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's good. It gets really hot. Like, and I turned to my boyfriend and I was like, I don't, it's going to be too hot for you because you don't like hot showers. In my mind, I'm like, oh, he thinks the showers at my apartment now are too hot. He always complains. He can't have it turned up all the way. Whatever. And then I move on in the conversation.
And didn't then think twice.
No, I'm like, what? Yeah, you're not going to like it because you always complain about hot showers and that I always make the bathroom too steamy and stuff. And then his parents walk away and he was like, good God, Taylor. You're making it sound like we're like showering together all the time. I was like, oh my God, first of all, that's not even true. I'm innocent, okay? I ain't innocent the next day. I just know because he complains about hot showers. So I don't know what his parents thought. I don't know if they were like,
oh my God,
gee whiz, this girl is on fire right now. Or if they were had an innocent mind like me, but that I afterwards was like, I can't talk to him ever again. I can't look at him.
Dang, girl.
I'm never going to be invited on a
vacation
again. You're
getting dirty with the parents.
I didn't even mean to.
This is all being brought up because I made an absolute fool of myself this weekend in front of Neighbor Man's mom. I thought she knew we lived together. I really did. And I was telling her about all the things we were buying for the place. And then she was like, what? You live together? Neighbor Man, this is a conversation you really should be having with your mom.
Yeah, I didn't ask to be here for that.
We want to know, what embarrassing thing did you say in front of your partner's parents? You can still call us and tell us about it. 319-200-1029.
Brian, what happened to you?
Well, when my wife and I were dating, I was helping her dad do something in the garage, and the phone rang, and I had a ringtone that was Addicted. I'm So Addicted to You.
Oh, no.
And my father-in-law said, "Who's that?" I said, "Oh, that's your daughter."
Oh. Yeah, we know that song.
I can imagine the silence that followed that.
Because that one goes on and on and on.
I'm thinking of you, Brian. Wow. Good God.
R.I.P.
Rayanne, what embarrassing thing did you say in front of your partner's parents?
We were at dinner, and I accidentally was talking about one of the mugs that they had on the table. And instead of being like, "Oh, what is that?" I had responded with, "Your mom," to a massive jug of beer on the table.
Oh, God. It was like a your mama joke, but mama was really there.
Yep, right there, sitting across the table at me. The entire table was silent.
Oh, no.
Not even a chuckle.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you were saying yesterday that most of the Olympic coverage that you've been getting is through TikTok.
I did watch it last night. Yay me! 5 seconds.
Okay. You know what? That
what
counts.
What is the one where the two people dive off the big diving board thingy-majigger at the exact same time and they do the exact same thingy-majiggers?
Diving?
But they do stunts.
It's like synchronized. I don't know what the
synchronizing name. Stunting thingies.
Okay.
That thingy. That's what I was watching.
Doesn't even matter. I've seen a
and
lot.
And then they were like, oh, their legs weren't. The one was apart and the other one was together. And I was like, to me, it looked great. I don't know what was wrong about that sir dude on the telly.
So a lot of people are posting clips on TikTok.
She's not impressed by me.
Talking about the sports and, you know, posting some mobiles and stuff is all over TikTok. But what I've also seen outside of, you know, the actual events going on is people trying to find Olympic athletes on dating apps.
God, I wish I was single. Don't tell neighbor man.
This is actually genius. And
man, can you imagine if Simone Biles was single and you could match
her? Well, she's married. But
I know, but if you could match her on like Tinder.
Well, what people are doing on Tinder, I saw Hinge.
That's the only athlete I know.
They're changing, because you can, I guess, set your location. I think automatically it uses your current location and finds people within a
Is
however
Snoop
big.
Is Snoop Dogg there too? Is he single?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But what people are doing is changing their current location on their dating app, even if they're here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Yeah. They're changing it to Olympic Village, which is in Paris.
Okay.
And then one girl that I was watching specifically, her name was Sophia. She said it took her a while to swipe through a lot
the
of
normies. Okay.
And then once, I think she was using Hinge, like learned the algorithm and knew what she was looking for. She was getting tons of Olympic athletes. She found one, started messaging him, and apparently it's going well. And he's a gold medalist, but she won't say who it is. So do with this information what you will.
She's about to have gold medaled babies.
Olympic babies.
Dude, she's about to have a set retirement, dude.
I mean, it's called investing in your future.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. Wait, dude, man, I got to find someone who's single because I want to do this for them.
This is great, but I don't think it would be my choice if I was single. I would probably rather set my location to I don't know, a culinary school. Somebody that can cook. I got priorities, man.
I would do it where an NFL team is, like Kansas City.
Mm.
But then you have a lot of other, you have to get through the Kansas City people. You have to go through all, that's a big city. You got to go through all the normies, too.
It's a lot to go through. I'm still going to prioritize food.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've been all alone for the past little over 24 hours. Neighbor man went on a trip. And that means I'm with just the puppy and the kitties.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell you how the first night went. Were the cops called? Was I sad? Was I happy? How did the first night ever in a relationship being on my own.
Yes.
I want to tell you, Taylor, I got to be honest with you. It was the best night ever, dude.
Wow.
I had so much fun.
Okay. I understand why, but why'd you like it so much?
Dude, I realized I like being alone. So there was only a period of like, what, like 6-ish months that I like lived it like on my own. Mm-hmm. And that was ever in my life. And I knew, I realized in that moment that I was like, I really do like living my own. But then last night I was like, damn, I miss this. But I also was like, when I was sitting on the couch, I was like, but I also like being in a relationship. I really like that man, you know? So I'm like in a pickle. Or I'm like, I like being in a relationship.
Right.
I love the man, but also I do like being alone. It's hard.
What do you do? I would say having a basement would solve that.
Yeah, we do kind of have one, but it's creepy. It's very creepy. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a dead body in there. Oh, but I didn't put it there.
Stick a TV down there and he can go hang out with the dead body and watch sports or whatever men do.
Whatever men do. That's a good idea.
And then it's kind of like you still have that alone time. And then when you are finally ready for him to come back up, it's just like a, hey!
You can away. Come up and yeah. Leave the dead body down there.
You should seriously check if there's a dead body.
I seriously would not be shocked if there was a dead body down there. Again, I did not put it there. Would like to put that on record. Why do you look at me like that? Like I put the dead body down there. I didn't.
You're home alone right now, so who else did it?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm not going to lie. I really thought if Neighbor Man went on vacation, I was going to sit on the couch. I told you this. And I was going to sit in his boxers because I wanted to try out men's boxers.
Topless.
Drinking a beer. Seeing what it was like to be a man. I did do it for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice. I'm not going to lie. But then last night, I was like, I got the place to myself. Let's get some things done.
I don't blame you.
You know?
Productivity is high.
Dude, when you're by yourself. And it's like, nobody's in my way. Not that he's in the way, but it's like.
But he's in the way.
You know what I mean? It's like, how could I put it in like, there's no kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And not that he's a kid, but it's like that. You know what I mean? And so there's like, there's less people and I can just get things done.
What'd you get done?
Oh my God. The kitchen got deep cleaned.
Mm.
Like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited about that. The bathroom got deep cleaned. Oh my God. It felt so good. And I am so excited to get home. I'm literally counting down the minutes. I'm like, we have an hour and 13 minutes to get the heck out of here. And I am going to deep clean the bedroom tonight and the living room. And oh my God, I know that sounds stupid. It's a freaking Tuesday. But I cannot wait to deep clean those rooms.
I get it. Because something like, yes, is it helpful to have your partner there cleaning with you?
Yeah.
Sort of sometimes. Uh-huh. But sometimes they end up just getting in the way.
Uh-huh.
Or
we get distracted.
Sidetracking yeah. you. Or, I don't know, you wipe down the fridge, or they wipe down the fridge, and then you look, and there's streaks all mm-hmm. over it, and you're like, I could have just done this myself, and it would have mm-hmm. been one pass, mm-hmm. and then I would have saved so much time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't blame you.
I'm a person who likes to clean by myself. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. I was having so much fun last night, which is stupid, because I'm not really like, I don't really like having fun cleaning, to be honest with you, but yeah. last night, it was like the funnest thing I've ever done.
Well, and you can have your full, like, rom-com fantasy of singing into the vacuum like a pop star.
I thought you were gonna tell me someone was gonna break in and they were gonna make out with me. That's a rom-com right there. I thought
on 2020, that sounds like it ends in murder. We're back to the body in your basement.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.